Welcome to Shomach Shova and Nadav for holding in Zvochim Daf Kovches. The Gemara Amudala brings that the way you have to eat the food, the way the Kohanim is supposed to eat the food, is Lemoshcho Legdulo Keder Shemelochim Oichlim. Meaning they can cook it and use it in any way that makes it very, very special. It has to have the level of food that is being served to kings. Rav Yosef Engel and his Sefer Asfan Doraisa Klal Chov Dalet learns based on this that what is the ikar of the way of eating kochim is the hana. They need to enjoy it. It needs to be something which is enjoyable. And comes out in Mela what? That even though we have a din, the mitzvah is lav lehenes tisnu, you're not supposed to enjoy a mitzvah, but the food that's being given as kochim needs to be consumed with hana, with enjoyment. That's how they're supposed to consume it. The actual enjoyment is the mitzvah. It's similar to what Avni Nezer brings in his Akdama, that in Limud HaTorah, you're supposed to enjoy the Torah. And the way people say, he says, people think that if you enjoy the Limud HaTorah, you're losing out. It's not considered to be Lishma. He says that's not true. The way you learn Torah, the way you connect to Torah, is only through enjoyment. Same thing by Kachim. The way you connect to the kachim is through ana. You have to enjoy it. And this connects to what Tzadik HaKohen writes in a few places in his forum. He says there's a big difference between the achila eating during the week and eating on Shabbos. Because eating during the week, you're not supposed to enjoy it. And if you're enjoying it, so then that's considered to be doing something for your own sake. But in Shabbos, when you're eating the achila of Shabbos, the enjoyment that itself is a mitzvah. Anything the body has a joy from it on Shabbos is considered to be part of the mitzvah of Shabbos, and the same thing applies to Yom Tov. It brings a raya from there that even someone who enjoys speaking, sichel, he's allowed to speak on Shabbos because that's the joy, that's learning Shabbos that he has. And he says that's part of the matana toivo shesh b'izgnozak, because we will give us a special matana. What's the matana? The matana is that we could be living in Shabbos and Yom Tov and have enjoy our own joy. And that's going to be a mitzvah as well. Everything we do in Shabbos has an oinik Shabbos and an oinik Yom Tov. That itself is going to be considered a mitzvah. That's the matana toivah, the special gift that we got in Shabbos and Yom Tov. That all of that is included part of the mitzvah. And it comes out to be that there is achila of kachim, of koyanim, and achila of us in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Meaning there's achila of a specific place, and there's achila of a specific time, and these achilas have achila of mitzvah. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shomach Shova Shirim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.